Hey, I'm Kurt Isles. I'm so glad that you've joined us today at the Creek, where there's always good stories waiting on you, and we got a good story for you today. But before we do, I want to tell you about some ways that you can be involved in what we call the Creek Bank family. First of all, you can visit our website at creekbank.net. It's the place where you can find out about stories, our books, and everything going on within Creek Bank Stories. Then we've got other social media. We'd love for you to drop by our YouTube channel, which is at Kurt Isles 56. That's at Kurt Isles 56. And then for podcast, audio podcast, we're on Spotify at Kurt Isles / Creek Bank Stories. Well, we hope you'll join us with us on those. And here's today's story. Today, we're going to talk about the Cardinal and Mr. Smith's plane. The bird crashed into the plate glass window. My friend and I approached where a red cardinal lay on the grass, and she said, "It's dead." I said, "Let's watch for a while. I've seen birds knock silly from a collision, get up, wobble around, and fly off." After a few minutes, it was evident this cardinal's flying days were over. He was DOA, dead on arrival. Now, I took the bird home, and my young granddaughter joined me for a backyard bird funeral. Don't laugh. I've officiated many animal funerals, especially dog funerals. And as I recall, I cried at most of those dog funerals. Pondering the cardinal's sudden death, I thought about this. Mr. Cardinal wasn't eaten by a cat, starved to death during the winter, or wasted away by disease. Mr. Cardinal died what he loved best, flying. Then I recalled the story of James Smith, Jr. and his flight over Dry Creek. In early December 2000, Jim Smith took off from an Austin, Texas airport bound for Gainesville, Florida. He was flying to the manufacturer's plant of his Team Tango experimental plane. Mr. Smith, an experienced pilot, had retired from the military and later from school teaching. At age 73, he still enjoyed flying and adventure. I'm sure he was proud of his plane, flying solo across the South. Man, it sounds great. The wind in his hair, a contented smile on his face as he passed over the vast pine forests that cover Southwest Louisiana. Then, something happened as he flew over my hometown of Dry Creek. Folks heard the plane's engine sputtering as it came in low in the clouds. A loud crash in Bunnik Swamp followed. The next day, searchers found Mr. Smith's body and his plane in Bunnik Creek. A few days later, I hiked to the crash site. The fuselage was buried in the creek, but there were no broken limbs along the bank. Evidently, the plane had plummeted straight down. Now, Bunnik Creek is a very special stream in my life. It's where I learned to swim and was the site of baptisms during my childhood. My dad and I set trot lines along it, and it was always a good spot to crawl up on wood ducks. As I sat that day on Bunnik sandbar, looking at the wreckage of Mr. Smith's plane, I wondered about this man named Jim Smith, whose life ended in the community I love. I never met him, but I know I would have liked him. And I believe he would have liked a place called Dry Creek. Now, in the end, James A. Smith, Jr. was a man who lived life to the fullest, even to the end. He was doing exactly what he loved best, flying. Now, there are all kinds of ways to die at 73. Most of them involve a slow decline in health. That slow, creeping death never touched Mr. Smith. His life didn't end in a nursing home or hospice. The chances are slim we'll live and die doing what we were born to do. But Mr. Smith did, and so did the Red Cardinal. They were flying. They were doing what they loved. Two lessons. A plane flying low over Bunnik Creek Swamp in Dry Creek, and a red cardinal buried in my backyard. Before we go, I just want to mention a couple things. Once again, we're so glad that you joined us today, and hope you enjoyed the Cardinal and Mr. Smith. We want you to stay tuned. We'll have another episode later in the week. But before we leave, I want to update you on our current project. We are compiling a collection of over 60 new short stories, just like the one you heard today, in a book called Where I Come From, Field Notes from the Piney Woods. Now, Where I Come From will be a short story collection that I think you'll really enjoy. And we are shopping the manuscript right now with Louisiana Publishers. I'm asking that you pray that Where I Come From will end up in the right hands at the right time. Well, that's it for today. We'll see you soon. And in the meantime, we'll leave the screen door unlatched for you.